Costs to originate keep rising, even with more technology in the industry. The problem is the core platform. A new LOS can re-architect the process around data, not humans moving paper files. Vesta has built this LOS, and you can learn more at vesta.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Housing Wire Daily. I'm Chris Clow, editor with Housing Wire and Reverse Mortgage Daily, sitting in for Sarah Wheeler. My guest today is Brenna Nath, director of HW Plus and events at Housing Wire, to discuss more details about The Gathering by Housing Wire. Brenna, thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Chris, I'm excited to be joining you this time on Housing Wire Daily. It's a pleasure.
Oh, we appreciate you taking the time, of course. Well, The Gathering is just over 5 weeks away, so I imagine that things are very calm in your world right now, right?
Completely calm. I'm on a summer vacation. I say that ironically, knowing not only am I not on a summer vacation and things are not restful, but I'm in the middle of a winter storm right now. So, you know, double whammy. Snowed in, yeah. Along with we are, you know, full speed ahead to your point. About, I think it's about 35 days today, so just over 5 weeks until we're all meeting in Scottsdale, Arizona.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, I'm curious, especially at this stage, you know, now that we're getting down to the wire, no pun intended, what are some highlights of the event from your perspective at this point?
Yeah, now that we're, you know, 5 weeks in, I feel like I've been saying to a decent amount of people that our agenda has been just so excitingly and fully baked leading up to this point. But there's some really good additions that I would like to just spotlight that we've added. And of course, you have your big highlights, like you have Andy Florence at CoStar, who is one of our big speakers. We've been spotlighting Logan Motoshami as one of our big speakers. Stan Middleman, who leads Freedom Mortgage. So these great leaders who we've had for a while. But then some other trickles in that I would love to spotlight just so people know, like, okay, when it comes to The Gathering, what can I expect? A top question I get is like, what days you should attend. And so as you're looking at the agenda, my goal for our attendees and anyone listening is just to know, okay, here are some spotlights, some highlights of people who I should make sure to add into. If you go into the website, or even if you have the app, you can star the sessions you want to attend just to make sure you get into our calendar. Because I know it's an understatement. Not only am I super busy leading up to this event, but I know our industry is also super busy. So my tip that you didn't ask is always plan ahead for your sessions and the ones you want to attend. But one of the sessions that I would highlight that we just added in is with Brian View and Kyle Draper. They just launched a book basically about, you know, rethinking everything you know about being a next-gen loan officer. This has been a really big theme that we've been seeing lately. If you asked me right now, what are the top trends that are happening in mortgage? I would highlight, you know, a lot of what Logan Motoshami talks about on the podcast, mortgage rates, federal funds rates. What are they doing? When are they going to finally change the fund? They have 3 rate cuts. When's it going to happen? So that's one big theme, which we're covering at the conference. You also had loan officer comp, very big topic there from the article we published earlier this year with Guaranteed Rate CEO Victor Tardelli, who speaks to that topic. We also have a speaker at an event, Rich Wydell, who is the CEO at Princeton Mortgage, who's going to be speaking to that topic. And then this third topic that I think is trending right now is, you know, who is this future loan officer and who's the next home buyer? And it really is Gen Z. I know Odetta Cushy was on, who's the deputy chief economist at First American. She was on the podcast yesterday, and we're still waiting on some of that data to come through on what Gen Z is doing. But what we do know is they are at this point where they do want to buy homes. They research in a different way than we do. I joke, you know, Gen Z has entered the homeownership chat, but have you entered the chat? Because they're not on Google. They're not on the lead list that maybe you're used to. They're on TikTok. They're on different platforms really doing their research. And it will never not blow my mind listening to the story of a mom saying her daughter was willing to buy a home. And she came up to her the next day and was like, oh, don't worry, mom. I did all my research on TikTok. I know exactly how to approach this. And so that, I think that's important to call out, and something that Kyle Draper and Brian View, who will be on stage, kind of unpack what does this next gen loan officer need to do? Because for one thing, I think there's pros and cons to them being on social media. I think there's a lot of great information out there, but there's just as much misinformation out there. You have these next gen loan officers who are possibly going to that pot, who are going to that medium, willing to go onto TikTok, and they are newer. Maybe they don't have the same experience. Some of them do, so I don't want to paint them with a broad stroke, but ensuring that you're there as well. And I think one of the things that they called out on their podcast interview, if you can go listen to it with Clayton Collins, our CEO on Powerhouse, is where they basically say you have these managers who are going, yeah, I tell my whole team to get on social media. And they're like, well, are you? And they're like, no, I'm not on it. And then it's like, oh, okay. Like, you know, there's a disconnect there too, you know? And so if you ask me right now, like what is the message to the gathering? Our audience is this, you know, rising stars and higher is what I say. And this message for next gen loan officers is not just for your originating production team. It's not just for real estate agents. It's for the entire company. I think everyone needs to be aware. Pipeline growth is a big area of interest. And so you have this huge opportunity with something like TikTok, where a lot of the ads can be free, though I know there's a lot going on with TikTok right now. We don't need to go into that as much. But, you know, the main theme in all this is where are the areas that you should be exploring? And so they'll be on stage talking about that. We also have another session with Greg Scherr, who leads the influencer division over at NFM Lending. He'll be on stage with James Kleiman, our managing editor, who you've heard on this podcast as well, both of them actually digging more into that topic. So they'll be great people just diving into what should you be looking at for the future of growth. And then if I could jump in with one more, Chris, I'll just keep going with the exciting things is we also just locked in Mosé Gatling. She just transitioned over. So congratulations to her. She was on the podcast. She's now at New American Funding. They created this position for her. We had her on stage at the gathering, or I guess at Housing Wire Annual last year. Since we've merged these events, we wanted to bring her back because there's still just so much more. Not necessarily just to her story, but from the lessons she's learned that I think she can continue to share with our audience. The biggest thing that you'll see there is her session title is Majority Home Ownership, the Future of Home Ownership, basically calling out the old terminology that we have in the industry. One thing I say in that description is if you're still using the phrase minority home ownership, you're already behind. They are the majority of your pipeline coming in. They are no longer the minority. So how are you serving that market? And she talks about how New American Funding is really set up operationally to serve that market. And being in the industry with her wealth of knowledge, she can share, okay, what are the tips and tricks that other people can take away? Not just because, you know, it's important to serve this market, but because they are the future borrower, just like Gen Z is the future borrower. So going back to the themes in mortgage right now, what are the areas that you should be focused on? You know, the future pipeline growth, where are people looking at? That's one area we're trying to make sure we deliver to attendees.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Excellent. Yeah. Something that I'm wondering if you could speak to a little bit is just the combination, because this is sort of the culmination of two previous events that Housing Wire used to put on, the Gathering of Eagles under Real Trends, of course, and an HW Annual. For people who may have attended one of those, but not both, what do you think they can expect from the combined event?
The gathering and what the combined event is a question that I do love to bring clarity to. I don't think, I think it's one that I try to make sure people are following. So great question in the sense that it is this new flagship event that we launched. So going back historically, Gathering of Eagles was first launched by Real Trends and has had this amazing high caliber exclusive group of when it launched our rankings winner. It used to be invite only, And then over the years, it really opened up to everyone. So just even like fixing the narrative there on the history behind Gathering of Equals, it eventually grew into this open door event for a lot of people to attend at that, you know, C-suite rising star level, but really catered to the real estate audience. Then you have Housing Wire Annual, which we launched. I always kind of get the years confused because COVID time is a blur in all of our heads. And we had a few breaks in there because of COVID, really kind of fully being able to grow the event post-COVID. But Housing Wire Annual has historically really catered to the mortgage executive audience, appraisal, title, valuation space, along with real estate in it. So we had these two big events with these leaders on both sides. And looking at where the industry is headed when our leadership team kind of came together, it was these people need to be working together. You've seen a growth of JV partnerships. You've seen a growth of, you know, top mortgage loan originators often like to talk to real estate agents because that's how they network. That's how they grow. And so putting these two groups in one room, we really wanted to create what we're calling the most powerful room in housing. And it's not just the most powerful room in housing because of the people who are in it, but it's also because of what they're willing to share. And so I always like to highlight that it's not just, okay, you have these big names, but there is an openness. There is a vulnerability that there's people are willing to kind of talk through. And so when we merge these events into the Gathering by Housing Wire, it's a 4-day event. The middle 2 days are heavily crossover. That's when you'll get, go specifically on what the days hold. So day one, heavily real estate. You have the deal makers in the morning, which is a historic part of Gathering of Equals. Then you go into day two, which is Monday. The day kicks off with a lot of sessions on the real estate commission. So then it moves into some sessions on housing and economic updates. That's where you have Logan Modishami, Housing Wire lead analyst, Mike Simonson, Altos president, Altos research president. And then you also have Daryl Fairweather, who is the chief economist at Redfin. And so you'll have three great economic updates on where mortgage rates, interest rates, migration trends, long-term migration trends are heading. And so the three of them will really help you paint a narrative of not just what's happening, but what this means for you. And then day two wraps up with Vanguard Forum. For those who've attended in the past, Vanguard Forum used to be exclusively for the C-suite. We've really opened up knowing most of our audience does fit the same group that should be in the room with our speakers and with the other members who have been award winners. That has a combination of real estate and mortgage leaders. The theme that I use for that section, it's in these sessions, they share the 1% of themselves that maybe they don't share elsewhere. So a hard decision that they've had to make, maybe that's layoffs, maybe that's exiting a business when they thought that was growth. So what are some tough decisions? And this industry has had some tough decisions over the last 2 years. And so there's some openness there on like how we've had to navigate that. And then you go into day three, which is another kind of crossover day. The day kicks off with mortgage. You have these heavy mortgage giants that kick off the day. You have Frank Martell, who leads Loan Depot. You have Terry Schmidt, who leads Guild Mortgage. You have Dan Sider, who leads Lower. Then you also have the chief information officer over at Rocket, and then Laura Escobar, who leads Lennar Mortgage. So these people really kick off the day, from AI to M&A acquisition to servicing pipeline, borrower experience. These are the top, you know, lenders in the space. And so they shed some lights on their battlefield strategies. And then where it's back into that crossover is in the afternoon, we go into our marketing leaders section, and you have people like the CMO over at Guild, Haley Parker, who is the top voice at Fairway, diving into how they've gotten creative with marketing to serve, serve the industry. I think marketing has a new role going forward. There really are the strategic brains of a lot of companies. They have a heavy hand in the sales function of a business, and so they dive into that. And then to wrap it up, I know you can tell there's a lot of meat here to unpack with this event, which hopefully showcases to everyone just how much is information can be gleaned by attending. But to round us out with the last day, that's when you kind of shift back into mortgage. So the day kicks off with Stan Middleman and Brian Hale, Freedom Mortgage. And Brian Hale is like a top leader and voice. I call him the leader of leaders in this space. And they'll be diving into Freedom Mortgage along with just their insights from their years of experience in this space. And then we'll go into Mose, who I already talked about, and Brian View, Taylor Stork, who is the CHL, the the Association of Community Home Lenders. I'm going to butcher that one a little bit, but he is the president of it over there, and they'll be diving into some top issues as well. So that kind of wraps out our event, and then we'll have a special awards luncheon. So if you've been an award winner and you have any questions about that, we'll be wrapping up the event with a special luncheon for our award winners.
Excellent. Well, lots of authoritative voices that can hopefully give people some very useful insights going forward. Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious about just some of the conversations that you've been having and different topics that have sprung up around the event over the past several weeks. What's been on your radar recently?
The top one that I would highlight, and I would maybe encourage everyone to go listen to, so the two that I would highlight, and one of these I would encourage everyone to go listen to, Rich Rydell's podcast on Housing Wire Daily. So, you know, this podcast, I think it was last week possibly, or the start of this week. He is, to me, a great example of what you can expect from our speakers. Not only is he a speaker, but you can get this preview of kind of his talking points in this session, but also just what, to your point, what we'll be talking about. And that is, he kind of dives into LO Comp and some of the conversations that he's been seeing and some of like the problems that he's noticed in the industry. Basically, right now, this industry really needs to lean into trust. But what is the, you know, if you're choosing and opting to be a vulnerable executive and more open, you know, we do have a very big industry and not everyone's leading that direction. So what are you faced with when there is misinformation out there and you're trying to win over top talent, but they're hearing different comps and narratives from other people? And I think it's a great example of right now the talent that is left in the mortgage industry. You have some people who will talk about hiring, how they're getting people into the door, but also the people who are still in the space are the higher, the people who are the top originators who are really left and are able to still kind of compete in this industry. And so they do have their share of options and people trying to win them over. And so conversations about how they're retaining them, but also how you're painting a trustworthy and building a trustworthy relationship with your talent. So I think that's one that I would spotlight that just goes to show, if you want more of an in-depth of, okay, what can I expect from sessions? That's a podcast I would listen to. And then one that I think you could speak to pretty well, Chris, is we were just on a call yesterday with Kristen Seifer, who leads Finance of America. Reverse, big topic. I don't have to tell you that. And we were chatting with her about, you know, that not only has Finance of America gone through a very big, I feel like they're now looking forward after a lot of mergers and changes and shifts within the company. And so they're moving forward and they're a big name in this space, but also them as a leader and how Reverse is a huge opportunity for growth in this industry because you have a lot of people entering 55 plus. But I think that's a great area for you, Chris, to chime in. And Kristen will be one of our speakers.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly going to be something that I'm going to be paying very close attention to after Finance of America acquired American Advisors Group last year. They quickly became the largest reverse mortgage lender in the country virtually overnight. And there are a lot of potential benefits that come with a combination like that for the company, not the least of which being access to the very robust and kind of ubiquitous AAG marketing apparatus that made use of Tom Selleck as a celebrity spokesperson. I can't tell you how many reverse mortgage professionals I've spoken to over the years who credit Tom Selleck with getting them business, even if they didn't work for AAG or now FAR, just because of the strength of him as a spokesperson and his ability to connect with that audience. So there's certainly a lot of discussion around FAR's new leadership position. They recently emphasized that leadership position in an earnings report over the last week. They command something like 35% of the total reverse mortgage market share or around that. So they're a massive player. And I think that, you know, for the RMD audience in particular, they might find it pretty interesting that there is more of a dedicated reverse presence that's going to be at this event. And I'm going to be paying very close attention to what all the attending reverse professionals have to say about the reverse business is not isolated from the challenges that are being faced on the forward side, but it also faces some additional unique challenges as well. So hearing from these kinds of leaders about how they're charting a path forward. And I think Kristen Seifert even recently said, when she was a guest of Diego Sanchez's, our president, on 10 Minute Talks, she's looking forward to going back on offense this year, now that the sort of preliminaries of folding the AAG corporate infrastructure into FOA is pretty much complete. So, yeah, it'll be fascinating to see.
One saying that I've heard our speakers use, because we've pushed back, or they've pushed back on survive until 2025. And instead of just thrive to 2025, it's almost like thriving through 2024 into 2025. And so still getting that rhyme there, which is, I think, a great example of what, you know, Kristen Seifert saying we're not going on offense, and a lot of our other speakers, is they're not just surviving, is they're kind of thriving through this year. And I'd also, not to speak for you, Chris, but I would love to call out something that we think is special about the gathering is we are a media company, and we have, you know, Chris Clough, if you want to talk about reverse on-site, Chris will be there along with, I think, four others from our newsroom. And not only will they be on-site, but we really emphasize on-site when you're on our conference floor and foyer. We have one stage, so you don't have to compete for what you want to watch. No breakout sessions. One stage, and then when you're in the foyer, you'll see a like newsroom studio that we've built out. So there'll be cameras there. There's a mini podcast studio. We have mini news desks for each of our newsroom writers. And so you'll see them, be able to interact with them. We really wanted to make sure that people are able to connect with us on site. And so, not to speak for Chris, but I think he's a great person. If you see him on site, say hi, along with James Kleiman, Flavia Ferlandoons, who really reports onto our mortgage, Brooklyn Hahn. And so there's these great, our great team will be on site, and you'll see them in this content space. So if you see it's this fun backdrop towards the end of the hallway, stop by, say hi, we'll be around.
Yeah, absolutely. No, please come up and say hello. I always love to interact with people who take the information that we give them and apply it to their daily lives. You know, that's why we do what we do. So it's always gratifying to hear how people take the information and use it over the course of our regular business. So, I guess as we wind this down, what do you think you can offer for people who are looking for the best ways to maximize their time at the event? Because there are going to be a lot of things competing for their attention. But, you know, there's also a lot of individualized focus that maybe some of the attendees may not be accustomed to at an event like this. What do you think they can do to most maximize their time there?
I would call out two things, speaking of actual insights that we're trying to provide for our attendees. The first one is plan ahead. There's a level of intentionality for anyone who goes to a lot of conferences. You'll know there's a lot of people there, there's sessions. How do you plan about your day? So one thing I mentioned earlier, we only have one stage, so you don't have to compete for what session you want to go to. But, you know, I know there's meetings on your calendars. You are busy people, so you might have to step away, come back, and go between attending sessions and maybe taking a meeting with your company. But if you are there, look at the agenda, map out who you want to see. We are running a pretty tight schedule, so you can, you know, be sure that the session that's there will be there. So map ahead, be intentional, and the intentionality also extends to who you want to meet with. Once you are registered for the event, we have an event app. You can find all attendees there. You can message other attendees within the app. And I call that out because networking is a huge part. We wanted to bring everyone together. We have an openness and a collaboration, connectedness in our event. And so, you know, map out who you want to meet with. Set that also on your schedule. And come prepared for that kind of intentionality. I know I've said that word like 20 times now. The second part that I would emphasize is the networking opportunity. So I know there's intentionality, but we have a lot of take advantage of, we have a pickleball tournament. We have wine tasting. We have a fun dinner on Monday night. We're calling it like the Gathering Fiesta because we'll have a DJ there. And so something I'm very passionate about is when it comes to how do you craft an environment for people to feel like they can approach someone, because that can be scary no matter what level you're at. Not all of us are extreme extroverts. And what I try to craft as an event director is the ability to put on a different hat And so it's one thing to walk up to someone and maybe you're nervous because you do have a sales role, or you want to meet this person because you're trying to grow your career and ask them for advice because you want to be where they are eventually. When you get to put on a different hat, like a pickleball competitive hat, you get to approach someone on a completely different term. And I think it makes it easier. I think everyone feels like they're in a different, you know, headspace. You're not, you don't have your work hat on. And I would encourage people to take advantage of that. I know it can be a little nerve-wracking going into some happy hours, but our goal is to make sure that these are spaces that people are coming together with this openness to chat and say hello, meet new people. So I'd encourage you to attend networking events, put on a different hat, not just your working hat. We choose resort-style hotels for a reason. Because even if it's not the events that we put on, there's a really fun pool at the Camelback. There's hiking trails. Maybe you'll run into someone hiking Mount Camelback. It won't be me this time, but maybe you'll run into someone else. And so take advantage of those opportunities and be intentional while you're there planning out what sessions and people you want to meet.
Excellent. I think that's really good advice, especially when there are so many topics of interest. And, you know, if someone does feel maybe taken away to a meeting they have to attend, then, you know, that's one thing. But there are so many different kinds of opportunities to connect with different peers. And I'm looking forward to seeing how everything is going to come together out there at the Camelback. So, Brenna, is there anything that we missed? Is there anything that you think should be spoken to before we let people go?
Yeah, I would just emphasize where you can find out more information. So if you go to housingwire.com, you'll see in our navigation bar at the top, events, go to the gathering to learn more. And then also the event we keep talking about, Sunny Scottsdale, the exact event dates are April 21st through 24th. So right over 5 weeks away. But that doesn't mean it's too late to sign up. We have plenty of options all available for you to come maximize the event. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, Brenna, B-R-E-N-A, at hwmedia.com. Or you can go to our events email, which is events@hwmedia.com. So feel free to learn more, here to answer any questions. And thank you, Chris, for letting me talk about something that I am super passionate about. I know I crammed a lot in here, but I hope someone was able to get some good nuggets of what to expect.
Absolutely. No, it's much appreciated. Thank you for taking the time, Brenna. And we're looking forward to the gathering coming up in just about 5 weeks. So thank you very much for joining me on Housing Wire Daily.
Thanks for listening to Housing Wire Daily. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to take a minute to rate the show and leave a comment. And make sure to tune in tomorrow for more news and insight.